DW.
A pint of raspberries, half a kilo of green beans and a bunch of carrots. On this bright, freezing morning, the customers are few and far between at the street market of Mont-la-Ville. This is the only town in the Paris region that elected a National Front mayor. There are plenty of people here who distrust the media.
It's not news they give you, but telling you how to think. So I've just stopped listening. They try to make you see the world in one way, and that is their way. And I've begun thinking that it's the media that rules the world. On the question of immigration, for example, those poor people. If I were in their shoes, I'd do the same as them. But we are a little country. The media never look at the question from that point of view. But we can't look after all the world's poor, unfortunately.
The media don't only inform, which is their proper role. They put a slant on things. Generally, it's a left-wing slant. It's do this, don't do that. They treat us like idiots. At the moment, for example, the conservative presidential candidate, François Fillon, says he wants to cut the number of civil servants. But the media has decided that these jobs are sacred.
And this mistrust of the media has history.
In the 19th and first half of the 20th century, the French press was already much more partisan than its Anglo-American counterparts. All the great politicians, Clemenceau, for example, Blum, pursued careers in journalism at the same time as careers in politics.
In the bar of a hotel near Saint-Lazare station, where he's about to get on a train, I meet up with Jean-Marie Charon, probably the foremost authority on French journalism and the media, and author of a string of books on the subject.
What people complain about most nowadays is that journalists don't care about the things the common people care about, because they come from the same Parisian elite as the politicians, an impression strengthened by the fact that in France there is no popular press, no Sun, no Daily Mail, no Bild-Zeitung.
Monsieur Lorenzen.
And it's here that that media mistrust is charted, at the Catholic daily La Croix. Every year, this newspaper commissions a poll on people's confidence in the media, which shows, well, that they don't have very much, and that indeed they have less and less. Half the French now say they don't trust the TV news, for example. Might some of them be in the market for a product like Breitbart, even though there are already French language sites like Français de Souche, native French, on what its critics like to call the fascio sphere? La Croix's editor is Jean-Christophe Ploquin.
The sites that you mentioned are not very well financed, you know. It's quite amateurish. Maybe a trademark like Breitbart could really have the same impact as Netflix on the video online. When you have a very strong company coming in a landscape, it could have a very big effect.
Back in Mont-la-Ville, I duck into a cafe after a failed attempt to get an interview with the National Front mayor. It's a tricky one, this, for the French nationalists. Breitbart is, after all, foreign media. Is America where the French should be going for their French news? But the youngest of the Le Pen clan, Marion Maréchal Le Pen MP, has gone on record welcoming Breitbart's decision to open here. All alternative media are generally positive, she said. Donald Trump is the demonstration of that.
This report was brought to you by DW.